Good. I love to talk. Hello, and welcome to The Aparo Effect, a podcast talking with nonprofits and corporate partners and communities to see how we can help all of us serve better, stronger together. I am here today with two fantastic leaders in the nonprofit community. Oh, then I should say my name is Kim Lanfear. I'm the CEO of Aparo, which is a nonprofit that helps other nonprofits to do their work more effectively by lifting them in spaces where they often don't have the resources and the skills around business processes related to technology. And I am here with two great, as I said, two great leaders in the nonprofit space. I've got Veterans Bridge Home here, Pete Vacco, and Dottie Rose Foundation with Dr. Sharon Jones. So I'm going to introduce them, have them introduce themselves, and tell you a little bit about their missions. And since Pete is sitting on my left here in my podcast, I will ask him to get us started. Pete, who are you and what does Veterans Bridge Home do?
Sounds good. Thanks for the invite, Kim. Appreciate you and Aparo for all the things that you do for Veterans Bridge Home. I'm the COO of Veterans Bridge Home, and we are a nonprofit organization in the Carolinas spanning multiple markets. We have five markets in our catchment area, and we help veterans, service members, veterans, and their families transition in any state they're in, any age, any geographical location. We're basically the one-stop shop for veterans when they are transitioning out of the military.
Thank you. And now I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Sharon Jones. Introduce yourself and your organization.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. This is quite a delight. As she said, I'm Dr. Jones, Sharon Jones, and I'm the founder of Dottie Rose Foundation. And our mission is to set the standard in computer science and STEM education while bridging the gender gap in the technology field. We know that there is a gap currently in the technology field with women, and our goal and mission is to really support and create that pipeline so that women can find their voice and find their place in the field of tech or using tech to get to whatever career they want to choose and pursue.
Thank you both. And I, as you were introducing yourselves, I had to think, you know, we three in this conversation are three very different nonprofits. Who we serve, how we do our service, and even kind of the markets where we serve. And I think it's important to highlight that because sometimes you hear out in the marketplace, those nonprofits, they don't collaborate. And yet here we are, very easily we got together to have this conversation about another thing that another nonprofit has done. And I just want to highlight that. Look at us collaborating. So we're here to talk about Share Charlotte and CECP, which is the Charlotte Executive Leadership Council, together did a survey of nonprofit leadership. And they came back with some, you know, data about the major challenges and things that are keeping nonprofit leaders up at night. And so we thought we would just talk a little bit about it, what we think about that, if we're aligned to this, and maybe put a little more detail around some of the data came out. They did it by size. They did it by organizations that were over a million and organizations that were under a million in operating budgets. And so 63% were greater than a million and 37% were less than a million. I'll just say that out. And 80% have staff less than 10 who answered this survey and 20% more than 10. Let's just start there. How many staff do you guys have? Where do you fall in that category? Sharon?
Well, I have three full-time staff, two part-time, and then I guess you can include me somewhere in the mix of all of the above.
That's six. That's
Yeah.
six. How about Veterans Bridge, Peter?
We're currently at 38 total people in the organization, spanning Charlotte and, like I said, the other four markets.
And Aparo was at 21 as of yesterday. We hired a new person yesterday. We are
Congrats.
in,
Fantastic.
well, we're kind of just in a lot of markets. We're in different places. We're mostly in the Charlotte region, but we also are in around North Carolina, and we've served about 13 states. But so it's interesting, again, very different numbers of each of our staff size. So I want to talk about two of the top findings, start here, related to staff and what we experience in the nonprofit world. And the first is mental health. Was called out by the leaders. 72% would benefit from tools to help with the well-being of their staff. Majority of nonprofit leaders say they're doing okay, but 55% are concerned about staff members' burnout. And related to that, 75%, so these were the two that were in that three quarters of the respondents on this survey felt that staff turnover was a big thing in their organizations, was something that kept them awake at night. They have trouble filling open spots, 62%, 75% say salary isn't enough to keep the people that they want, and 58% say they're concerned about the experience of their staff. So with that kind of data around it, I kind of put it both out to you. We'll start with Pete this time at Veterans Bridge Home. What do you see related to mental health and staff turnover and things that you see challenges in your organization?
Yeah, well, reading over the document, this is something that we've seen, been through. Man, it sure takes a lot of effort to onboard and, you know, the other side of it, offboard. So you want to hold, not just for those reasons, you hire good people, you want to hold on to them for as long as possible. And again, from experience, what have we've incrementally noticed is that, one, like, hey, all the money in the world is going to solve all the problems, apparently. Like, hey, just, you know, pay them all the stuff. But I think there's little incremental things that are important to the organization. And again, going back from experience, like we implemented this operating system called Traction. So what that's done for us is that, you know, everybody has time, talent, and treasure. So time for us is like, we can't create time, but what we can create is more effectiveness and more efficiency. So what we needed and what we brought to Veterans Bridge Home was this operating system called Traction, which has really helped us out in terms of, again, the efficiency and effectiveness of our organization, the direction we want to go, specific tangible goals that nest in 10, 5, 3, 1 year goals, and all the way down to, you know, the scorecard rock pieces of it, where it's very quarterly and everything's broken up into an operating system, which has really helped align and focus our organization. And I say that because, you know, you can be on a ship going in different directions, but if everybody's aligned, everybody's on the same ship going in the same direction, you know, this is just Pete here talk, but I really think that helps with the mental health of and well-being of folks, and having that understanding, and everybody's on board, everybody is that cohesive team unit moving in the direction. We just had the Super Bowl, like, hey, the Chiefs are all on board of winning the Super Bowl, they did it, great job, etc. So kind of on that, kind of along that same track.
Yep. Karen?
So, you know, this is a great question because, to your point, Kim, we all are at different points in terms of how many employees we have. So for me, I have been pretty slow to hire because my work is so specific around computer science and STEM and working with kids, and that background knowledge is really important for me in order to hire the right people to be able to serve the girls that we are working with. You know, in terms of mental health, I think this is something that is, you know, we as leaders have to show by example, because it's really easy for us to talk about it, but I also have to show that I'm taking time for myself and my family so that they also know that that's okay to do. I like what you said too, Pete, about having a framework around it. I believe very firmly that in any organization I've worked in, whether it's been with teachers or with kids or whatever, if we give people a framework, they will work within it. If you give them flexibility but parameters, things often work very well. So within my own organization, we're very open about, if you need to take some time, take the time, let us know, tell us what's happening, and we'll work together to make sure it's, you know, that we're meeting your needs. So we recently have partnered with another nonprofit called Inner Explorer, where we've been doing some mindfulness work and using it with our girls and with our employees. And I found that that's really helpful because we're taking 5 minutes to reset and everyone is coming together on the same page. So, you know, this is a broad topic. Burnout is real in nonprofits, and we have to be, I think as leaders, the big thing that I will just keep saying is that we have to lead with purpose and keep saying it's okay for us to take a break. To your point, Pete, of course, all the money in the world can do this, that, or the other, right? But time is something we can't get back. So in order for us to show up as our best selves, we need to set some parameters and standards, say it's okay for us to take a break. It's okay.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I see a lot of places the burnout thing is real, right? And you ask a lot of individuals, and it directly in the direct service that you all do, you ask a lot of what they see and have to deal with that are maybe heartbreaking and difficult situations where other jobs don't call for that. And that in and of itself adds another layer of that stress that leads to burnout. And then there's the workload, which is like any other job, intense and demanding. And if you want to serve more and you're not going to get more money to do it, that means that person has to serve more and has to figure out a way, again, that time that you're talking about. And I am going to bring it back to Aparo on this note because it's the perfect note for it. One of the places that we like to think about it is that administrative time, the thing that you have to do that's repetitive, the thing that you have to do that doesn't, I don't want to say it doesn't take your brain, but it doesn't take the thoughtfulness to sit back and think with it. It's something that you're doing. It has to be done. It has to be executed. And technology often plays a place in that. You know, think of Excel spreadsheets or think of CRM reporting or, you know, any of that kind of stuff, donor management. And you think about if you can streamline those processes, like you're talking with Traction as well. And we actually are implementing the Traction EOS operating system as well at Aparo. Really excited about that. But it's all of that simplifying things as much as you can in Traction, but it's also the same with technology. If you can make those processes more standardized, if you can upskill people a little bit, if you can expose them to a tool that they didn't know that you have already and it's already there, then you can take some of that stress off of their shoulders of the to-do list, of the tactical execution that keeps them away from the mission work that they're passionate about. So Aparo, we think, has a role to play in that. And I wonder, have you seen that in any of the work you've done? Have you seen that the any administrative work in programs that we've done with you has been streamlined? Or not? Maybe not.
I mean, come on, Kim, what are we going to say? No, of course we're going to say,
well, you
yes.
Got to say yes, but maybe, I don't know.
No, I mean, I can speak in the two projects that we've had the privilege of working with you on. One was the donor management, and that's been a game changer. I mean, we didn't know what we didn't know from, you know, and that has transformed everything. And the thing that's nice about it is I'll kind of go back to that point too about parameters. We know exactly what to do in Kindful, how to set up a campaign or what we need to do, and we can direct people. And it's a one-stop shop to be able to export reporting. You know, if people ask us questions, we know exactly where to go and how to do that, right? And we can upskill our team to have access to that. And the other project was the learning management system, which is it's also a game changer for us because we're a small team and we want to serve others. Being able to put, and when I say learning management system, it's where you post some content like on Canvas, if you have kids that were in COVID using Canvas or Google Classroom or something like that, where we can put content on and girls can log in and utilize, have access to that content if they're not necessarily with us on a regular basis. And so both of those help streamline the administration. And for us personally, helps us grow our team or grow our reach, even if we're not having always a physical presence in implementing certain content.
Yep.
So those have been game changers in my heart for Aparo. Oh, look, and it's making...
How'd that happen?
On this Valentine's Day.
Oh. Somehow she put her heart up and these little hearts came running out of the screen. I don't know how that happened. That was like AI. Ooh. Okay. Pete, any thoughts there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It goes back to 2018, 2019 when I first started with Venerage Bridge Home till just recently. And thinking about it, we've done the metrics about how much time is saved. And again, we can't create time. We can only use it more effectively and more efficient. And through the processes and business operations that we've implemented from back in 2018, 2019 to moving us to OneDrive and SharePoint to most recently helping out with Autopilot and Intune, I can honestly and realistically say that you saved me and the organization honestly thousands of hours that we can put into helping our veterans and their families. Like, you're right. Like, we don't have to get bogged down with this everyday minutia that we just have to do administratively. So we can kind of put that on autopilot, pun intended, and serve more veterans and create these efficiencies in our everyday workspace to just make us better. And to be quite honest with you, apparel is a big part of why we're 38 people today, because we can handle that workload and the number of veterans. We'll be serving almost 4,000 veterans and over 10 to 12,000 services in 1 year. So that's a lot of it can be attributed to Kim, yourself, and the APARA organization. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for that shout out. I did kind of beg for it, I think. But anyway, I think it goes back, you know, that's a nice way to sum up the staff turnover mental health, that there's a low hanging fruit there about time. How can we make the time spent more valuable, easier, less stressful? And how can we create structures within our organization that provide that flexibility? I mean, that's kind of, ooh, look at me summarize all of what we just talked about. There. Very
cool. Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
Oh, man. Masterful, wasn't it? It was just masterful. The next highlights from the survey were nonprofit collaborations. And I think we already talked about that because here we are an example of that. And again, I'll do a shout out to APARA because we collaborate all the time. And I know Dottie Rose right. does. All
yes,
kinds of
all the time.
And nonprofits are always looking for, they want more ways to use their combined services to create more good. So that I think is, you know, without stating it. Another space, I don't know if this is going to be relevant to you guys. Office and programming space was another area that folks needed. 60%, that's more than half, said they needed event space, but 35% needed office space. I know that I don't have the right space. I can state that, you know, I have space, but it's not the right space. And I could use more effectively and lower my costs maybe if I could have the right space for my team.
Yeah, that was interesting to me as well with the, you know, let's face it, the commercial real estate that's happening, the openings that are in buildings, the wonderful, just, you know, Fortune 500 and other companies that we have in Charlotte, we're growing, which kind of made me question a little bit. And so I was like, there has to be an answer. So I went to Share Charlotte and I was pleasantly surprised that they have, you know, great job on Share Charlotte on quarterbacking some of this, because you go to their websites and they have a list of corporate partners that are willing to provide those opportunities to meet. So it was like, hey, Share Charlotte, nice job. They checked the box on that. I'm not saying like, hey, it's all done, but, you know, great job, because somebody has to lead in these things. Like, you know, I love the fact that we're collaborating and talking about, but they're at the end of the day, somebody has to take the lead, the proverbial reins, and do something about it as well. And just great job against APARA and Share Charlotte on that specifically for doing that.
And I'll give a shout out to Charlotte Executive Leadership Council, because that was a direct result of this survey. The group of, who are involved in that CELC group, who are all the Fortune 500 and other corporations in the community who want to help, that was a to-do list that they took from that and came up with, here are spaces that we can make available or that we found that we know are available outside of our offices to for you. So that really was a great, again, collaboration between for-profit, nonprofit, and a whole bunch of others. So it was really great. Any thoughts on space for you, Sharon?
Well, you know, our space is, we often need space to host workshops. I'm still very adamant we have, did build our own office space, although it is small. It's good for office. It's not good for workshopping. So I'm always looking for places for where kids can come and we can have a workshop. So I will agree that is a great one-stop shop, because we are always looking for space to host. And it is a great value to me personally, for someone who is wanting to show young people where to go in terms of looking for tech roles and what that looks like and feels like. It's really powerful for us to be able to have access to space and resources in the corporate world. So, I am really glad to see that come out of the survey, and to offer it either free or at a cost which is reasonable for us as a nonprofit to be able to pay and show why.
Yeah. So we could spend forever on this survey, I think, because there's a lot more to dig into. But we're going to have to leave it there because we're running out of time. And I just want to express my gratitude to both Veterans Bridge Home and Dottie Rose Foundation for joining us today on the APARA Effect, and to talk about this great survey that was done by Share Charlotte and the CELC group here in Charlotte. And thank you for thinking about this and having a little brain trust. Have a great evening.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.